Good Sunday morning and welcome to Getting in the Know. And we're going to get all in the know today about the Senior Citizen Center. There's one in Lagodi, there's one in Shoals. And Abby Montgomery is our guest. Abby is the director. And Abby, there could be a misconception. We hear Martin County Council on Aging. We hear Shoals Senior Citizen Center, Lagodi Senior Citizen Center. First, before we do anything, let's clear all of those up, all right?
Sure, of course. So we are officially known as Martin County Council on Aging for the state of Indiana. But everyone local here knows us as either the Shoals Senior Center or Lagodi Senior Center. So both cities within Martin County, yeah.
So all of them are right, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. So Abigail Montgomery, you're the director. Tell us how you got involved, when you got involved, and basically day-to-day, what are your responsibilities?
Sure. Honestly, I started this job as a part-time person. I came walking in one day and wasn't looking for a job. I was offered a part-time job and kind of eased into the position, helped out with meals and paperwork and dealing with some of the programs, which I'll get into later. But about April of last year, the board approached me. Our previous director moved on, and they asked me to take over, so I was kind of thrown into it.
Your background, have you had experience in nonprofits? Have you just had experience in wanting to volunteer, wanting to give, and this happened to be the right role? What felt right to you about this?
So I've never done anything nonprofit. I actually worked at the Martin Circuit Court as a civil court reporter before this.
Okay.
I had to move on from that job because of my son, because I had him a few months after leaving that position. But I don't know. I love to help anybody, and the senior group specifically tends to kind of get overlooked, and so I saw it as a need, and I definitely wanted to put my input into it and help
out.
There.
So you love to help. So what type of things do the Senior Citizen Center, Martin County Council on Aging, help with? What services do you provide?
Sure. So we do home delivered meals. And we're the only ones that service Martin County with hot home-delivered meals. We don't do frozen. And we also provide in-home care. So homemaker service and attendant care services are specifically what they're called. But it's not just limited to seniors, per se, but anybody that is unable to care for themselves. We send caregivers out there and provide any help that they need, whether it be housekeeping, hygiene care, the list goes on. But definitely do the delivered meals, and then even offer pickup meals here so they can dine in if they'd like. But those are the main two services that we do provide here.
So that's what we might commonly know as Meals on Wheels?
Yes, correct. Meals on Wheels.
And this is the provider of those?
Yes, absolutely.
Where do you get those meals? Because I've had them. They're delicious. I've actually had the privilege, too, of delivering some. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's a great service, but where do those meals come from?
We make them here. Yeah, we have an amazing cook, Jason Roach, and the director of the kitchen, Dee Tedro, and they do a fantastic job. We also have another employee, Cecil Davis, and he kind of helps with the cold packs, getting the side dishes ready for that.
Mm-hmm. And how many meals would you say you serve? It's once a month, is it not?
We serve meals daily, Monday through Friday.
Oh, here?
Once a day.
Okay.
Yep, here at the center, once a day, Monday through Friday. And, of course, like I said, hot meals. And we serve, on average, 70 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of varies depending on, you know, when our clients are, if they're in the hospital or, you know, that varies by day. But around average, probably 65 right now.
And that, you said, is not necessarily senior or age related, that's need related. Is that based, right?
Yes. Most of the service that we provide is to the senior population, but it is for anybody that is not able to fend for themselves, if you will.
Okay. Yeah. So somebody listening here and said, you know what, I qualify. I can do that. I love to get meals. I can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very convenient to me, but I didn't know about this. So how do they hop on board with getting these meals?
So there's technically three different ways. We do this through Medicaid, most of it. And as of last year, July of last year, we had to switch to Pathways, Indiana Pathways program. where that kind of branched off into three different agencies. One is Humana, the other is United Healthcare, and then the third would be Anthem. That is ages 60 and up is what the population is served through Indiana Medicaid or Indiana Pathways. And then anybody 59 and younger can go through Generations to qualify for meals and or in-home care. If they're not a Medicaid client or individual, they can go through private pay through us if they need to.
So you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
So it's free to the individuals, basically, that you serve, but yet you have to have the funding, obviously, to do the meals, do other services. Where does that funding come from?
So, thankfully, a lot of the people that we have, the deliverers and those that help out with, we have tax season at the beginning of the year, and different areas like that are volunteer-based. But most of the time, we go through grants. Martin County Community Foundation is a big one, super helpful. And then also we do fundraisers about three times a year. One's the potato bake in April, then we have the ham and bean dinner during Catfish, and then sometime in the fall we have the Fall Fest, which is soup and such. But fundraisers and grants, that's and donations, which the people of Shoals and Lagodi are great. They have big hearts and they donate as much as they can, but obviously that doesn't run the business entirely. So
no, it doesn't, but I was going to mention that any nonprofit that serves a community, donations are vital, I know, but if I wanted to donate, anybody else wanted to donate, how do they do that?
They can stop by the office and drop off cash, check, or whatever, or they can just simply mail us. We have a P.O. box, or they could send somebody in if they can't physically come into the office themselves.
The office is pretty easy to find here in Shoals. This is the Shoals Senior Citizen Center where you and I are sitting and speaking, right next to the Martin County Museum. Hard to miss, right?
Yeah. I mean, actually, some people don't know what the museum is, so I have to kind of clarify a little bit, but most people can find us pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you do also have a building in Lagodi. Tell us where that is and what you typically utilize that for.
So it's off Kennedy Avenue, I believe is the road, behind the Lagodi Police Station. Mm-hmm. It used to be the old gymnasium. Water office is located there. It's, how I put it is you go through the double doors, go past the water office, last door on the left is where you enter, and that's the area that we rent of the building.
And what do you use that building for?
We have bingos that are every other week there on Thursdays, and we also, beginning of February generally to April 15th, we do taxes. So those are volunteer-based, like I said earlier, and also if people have anything to donate, obviously that is definitely appreciated. But anybody that is in need to have their taxes done, they can go there. And then obviously sometimes we go over there to just do random activities. And then on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, we have a group of seniors that go over there as of right now to play games because it's better weather. So everybody's wanting to get out.
So when you say play games, play bingo, who's over there the bingo caller? Who's putting the games together? I assume they're volunteers, and I don't mean necessarily names, but right? I mean, volunteers, you just have people that say, I want to help, or do you have people kind of on staff as volunteers?
So generally it's staff. Dee Tedrow, our director of the kitchen, she normally goes over there, and sometimes the cook and I flip-flop between going over there. Sometimes we even have nursing homes, Sycamore and Poplar. They come out every once in a while and bring some people from the nursing home to participate. And generally the person that comes and brings the people over, they can call bingo. But if they don't come, then we generally do that.
Okay, so I fall into this 60 and over category. I like bingo. I didn't know you did that. So that's part of this. You want to get that word out. But how do you let people know? What do you use typically, or have you used, to get the word out to say, hey, you may qualify for this? Although bingo, I'm guessing, you don't necessarily have to be 60 or over, do you?
No. We do serve meals right before the bingo.
I'm liking this more and more.
Yeah, so if you're 60 and over, you generally can qualify. We just ask that you fill out a simple form because, unfortunately, like I said earlier, meals are not free, mm-hmm. so we can't just give that out. But it's just a simple, if you're younger than 60, you can just pay for your meal. If you want to eat, you mm-hmm. don't have to. Mm-hmm. We generally ask them to, or the participants of the bingo, to bring like a simple $5 or less gift to help out there. But we do have special bingos where we provide the gifts as well as the meal. But anybody's welcome. But how we generally broadcast that, if you will, I make a monthly newsletter and I put the announcement there. Anybody can sign up for the newsletter if they like. They just have to call our office or ask me here in the office or by word of mouth. Word of mouth is generally the best that we've had just because I've posted flyers, I've done the newsletter, but not a lot of people see that or know about the newsletter. So unless I pay for advertising, there's not really a way to get that word out. Mm-hmm.
Now, bingo is one thing, but tax season is a whole entirely different situation. So those who volunteer, well, the participants, I guess, who bring their taxes in, are they people who preferably are ones that maybe don't have a means necessarily to pay for their taxes being done, or are you offering it up to anybody? So kind of clarify for me who they prefer if they're going to do taxes for, who they do them for.
Generally, they're specifically referenced or directed to the senior population mm-hmm. Because we are the senior centers. Right. But if you are in need, if you can't get out, like I said, if you're just not capable of doing things for yourself, we even have family members bring it in for their parents or whoever so that they can get their taxes done. They are appointment only. We have them call the office here. They set up an appointment. We set it in, and then we let the volunteers know over at the center. And it's a very simple process, but anybody's really able to do it. Mm-hmm. They just have to give us a call ahead.
Yeah, simple process, but a great service. I mean, when you think about the complications that taxes can be today, and you've got the experts to be able to do that. And you might mention some of your volunteers, if you would, because obviously some of the names I've already heard are people who volunteer in a lot of different ways and need to be recognized.
Absolutely. So during tax season, we have Joe Henning, Denny Wagner, and we did have Kenny Woods for many, many years. He passed away this year, unfortunately, and he'll be greatly missed. But that would be for the tax season. And then every day for drivers, we have Lynn Hawkins, Eileen Dawson, Hiram Mace, Dale and his son sometimes volunteer. Let me think here. We have quite a few. Kathy Mason, Ann Sipes, Norma Baker, Ann Baker, quite a few. And then some people just come walking in and say, hey, I have plenty of time. Do you need any help? So any volunteer work is greatly appreciated.
And it's such a great service. And like you said, getting the word out, although it does sound like it's out there enough, that people do certainly take advantage of it. And it's important that they take advantage of it, right?
Absolutely, yes. It's very important, and if you don't have the people, we wouldn't be in business. I mean, if you don't have the people that are willing to take the time out of their day, whether they're paid or volunteer-based, it does not matter. Getting the word out that we even exist is very critical, because if we're not here, the seniors and those in need are not going to get the aid that they need.
Anything else, Abby, that we didn't talk about that you want to get across? Maybe something, a service that you provide, even if it's just occasionally, or anything at all that we didn't discuss?
I don't believe so. Like I said, in home care, hot home delivered meals, all those are available. If you are a Medicaid client or have Medicaid, Indiana Pathways is the way to go, or Generations. But if you cannot do that, we have a private pay option open mm-hmm. as well. I know a lot of people can't do that because not everybody has money nowadays. Definitely understand that. Mm-hmm. But those are huge. And then if you don't want a service, we would love to have them here at Bingo's, or in general, if you just want to come and play games, we would love to spend time with you.
You mentioned Indiana Pathways and Generations are the way to go. Tell me what that means.
So that is the easiest way for clients to get in because not everybody has personal funding to be able to pay for services. Mm-hmm. It gets pretty expensive. Just to kind of break it down, through private pay, if you're wanting a delivered meal, we have to charge $8 a meal. If you want to pick up here at the center, it's $6 a meal. If you want to do in-home services where they, you know, housekeeping, grocery shopping for you, it doesn't matter. That's $18 an hour. So I know it's quite a bit for most people. They can't afford that. So with Indiana Pathways and Generations, as long as you have Medicaid, that is a service that you can get for free through insurance. And obviously, if you can get those services for free, that's the way you would need to go.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to go. That's absolutely for sure. Abby Montgomery, the director of Martin County Council on Aging, which is also the Lagodi Senior Citizen and Shoal Senior Citizen. Just a great service for Martin County. Abby, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I was glad to be here.
Yeah, and we hope that you can take advantage of those services if you qualify. But one way you'll know is call the center. I don't think we talked about that. Is there a phone number that they can call, Abby?
Yeah, so our phone number here is a direct line at the office, 812-247-2525. If you're wanting to just go ahead and get in contact with the other agencies, whether it be Indiana Pathways or Generations, Generations is 1-800-742-9002. And there's a few agencies through Pathways, Humana, United Healthcare, and Anthem. If you just wanted to call our office, we're more than happy to give those phone numbers out as well.
Is there a Facebook page that people might be able to follow what's going on?
We do not. I've been working on that. Haven't got one out yet, but definitely a good deal. But we also have our monthly newsletter. All that information is in there as well. If they would like to call the office again and let us know, hey, I would like to receive that, so I have that information available.
Again, if you'd like to stop by, the address is?
Our address here is 409 Courthouse Drive in Shoals. If you want to mail directly to our P.O. Box is 299 of Shoals. Or, like I said, just call the office.
The office is right next to the Martin County Historical Museum. Or, if you're a senior citizen like me and you want to, it's the old courthouse. That's what it is. So, right before you get to the bridge if you're traveling from Lagodi. So, that's Abby Montgomery, and we thank you for listening, and have a great week.